Hey, Eileen here. I wanted to say thanks for listening to the podcast today. And if you'd like a free case study on how you can do $1 million day, head on over to $1milliondollarday.com to grab your free case study and toolkit for how you can do $1 million day using virtual events. Let's dive in to today's episode. Okay, great, great, great. Yeah, so when you're first offering those, you can feel uncertain. But listen, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you this exercise that you're going to do to increase your own certainty and then increase the certainty of every prospect that you talk to. But the real takeaway is that when you're on the phone offering something for a higher price than you've ever offered before, is understand it's not about the words you're saying, it's about the energy that you're coming with. Sales is the transference of energy. Sales is the transference of energy. So there are studies that say that even communication, that 76% of communication is body language, tone of voice. So the energy with which you show up when you present your 7K, 15K, 45K, 55K, 100K offer, the energy in which you show up, that's actually what makes a sale. And I try to teach my clients this all the time, because they're like, I don't know if my stack's good, or I don't know if my language is good, or I don't know if I'm like, it doesn't matter. Somebody say it's my energy. It's my energy. So the level of certainty with which you show up with on the call closes the sale. It's powerful, because if now it would beg the next question, right? How do I increase my own level of certainty? How do I increase my own level of certainty? So let me answer that question. In order to increase your level of certainty, you need to, in your mind, in advance, believe that your program is literally the best on the market to deliver this result. Now, I know that can come with a few more questions, so let me clarify here. When it becomes clear, the minute that it becomes clear to you that you have something valuable to offer and it gets results, when you understand that and believe that at a deep level, that's what makes a sales. Wave at me if I'm making a little bit of sense. Okay. So then how do you trick your brain into gaining more certainty than even you've seen or experienced before? Okay, let me give you, one of the things that I did to increase my certainty was I printed out every single testimonial that anyone had ever said to me that was positive. I surrounded my mind with only the stories. There's a cool scripture that says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And it's powerful when you don't focus on the mistakes you're making, when you don't focus on results that clients aren't getting, when you don't focus on someone not doing the work, but when you focus on the one, the two, the 10, the 20 students that have shown up, done the work, did the homework, did what you said, and got results. When you focus your mind upon those people, you begin to believe you're unstoppable. You start to become a celebrity in your own mind. You don't need somebody else clapping for you. You don't need affection, applause, affirmation. You are like, I am the best in the world at what I do. How many of you believe that you're the best at what you do? Come on, you know you've helped somebody. You know that you've changed someone's life. So what you want to do is pivot the brain pattern in your mind to only meditating on that. Infuse yourself with your surroundings. I would wake up in my apartment building and look at every testimonial. And I started to brainwash myself. Isn't that exciting? So when I would show up on a call, I was like, now I'm not gonna say, I would show up with the kind of energy that would be like, this would be really dumb of you not to buy this. This is going to be like, literally, that's a bad decision. I love you and I want to help you and I want to help you change your life. And your best move is to buy this. Somebody say, I got it. I got it. So shift your energy. If you shift your energy, the offer is almost secondary. If you shift your energy, the energy will create the sales. Isn't this good? Don't you just love talking about this? Oh my gosh. Sales. Did you have a question, Kristen? Yeah, go for it.
Hey, so much of what you're sharing resonates with me because I feel like it happened the same way for me last month where he just said to go do something. I did it and it worked. And I was like, yeah, like, you know, kind of thing. So thank you for sharing. When you talk about energy, would you say that you could name what you're emoting? Like, is it excited energy? Is it different energy? Because I know that Myron talked a lot about like being in, you know, like not being desperate for the sale or being kind of indifferent or passive, you know, like, hey, you buy or you don't buy. But then there's also this assurance, like, listen, this is your lifeline. You get what I mean? Like, you need this. So I'm just interested if you could go a little deeper into that. If not, I get it. But if you could, that'd be awesome.
No, thank you for asking that question, because I had that same question to Myron. Because my natural state, maybe you can tell it a little bit on this call, is I'm very excited. I'm easily excitable and I get very excited. And Myron's like, calm it down. So I was like, okay. All right, Myron, how could you describe the energy that I need to come up in? And he said this one word to me. He said, Eileen, you need to show up in a command energy. It's not that you're excited. It's that, Eileen, channel your excitement and your excitement for them if they take the offer, if and when they take the offer. But you show up in a command energy. So what does that look like on a sales call? I can dive deeper into, and on a sales call, that is going to look a lot like, you notice my tone of voice dropping down. And this is especially aimed at the females in the crowd right here. Lowering your voice, high pitched. There's some studies that show like high pitch causes anxiety. So lowering your tone of voice, going slower when you're on the call, that's actually going slower is a tip there. And then as well as challenging them, Myron and I talk a lot about this. I told him about this book called A Challenger Sale. Challenging the prospect on the call is one of the ways that you usurp and maintain a superior position in the call. So you maintain authority, you establish authority by challenging the prospect. What does that look like? That looks like, we're diving deep here today. This is great. That looks like hearing one of the ways that they're doing it and then saying, have you ever thought about doing it this way? Because X, Y, and Z suggests this way is a lot faster, more efficient, more effective. And so challenging the way that they're doing it maintains the command energy, Kristen. And people love to be challenged on the call. And it is one of the things that they believe you have the answer to do that for me. So I hope that's helpful, but it's that command energy is, Mark.
Just a quick question on that. It's a really, really great point. How do you tread the fine line? Maybe this is my belief system between turning them into becoming defensive. Again, is that the energy with it, which is delivered? Is it the sign of a bad client? I'd love your perspective on that.
Thank you. It never turns into like an antagonistic like you're doing it wrong. It's never really like that. It's more like, let's say I like to pretend that I am the doctor diagnosing the problem on the call. Okay. So they have this problem that they're coming to me. And have you ever been in a doctor's office and the doctor says something that's like, oh, we can totally take care of that for you. Or like, oh, we have exactly what we need to help you with that. Like there's kind of a relief. I don't know if that's ever happened to you, but a relief, a comfort, a reassurance. That's how I treat sales calls. So I am the doctor diagnosing the problem. So they're coming to me with a problem and I'm like, you're having this problem. because you're doing it like that. And I can give you an example, Mark, here. Like someone comes to me and says, I'm having trouble generating people interested in my offer. I say, tell me what you're doing. They say, well, I'm DMing everyone's inbox. And I'm like, oh, that's your problem. You want to have, what you need to do is shift it so that you're attracting them, just like you're in high school and like you want the guy to date you. So you act not interested and you're like walking down the hallway and you're like waiting for the guy. Like you gotta attract the leads, not chase the leads. Hey, Eileen here. Just wanted to say thanks for listening today. We know there's a lot of podcasts out there and you took time out of your day to dive into today's episode. So thank you so much. I also wanted to let you know if you'd like to learn how to do a $1 million a day, head on over to $1MillionDayDay.com and grab our free case study, swipe files. You can see our event agendas in there, a bunch of cool stuff. We want to see you crush $1 million a day. Remember, the world needs what you alone have to offer. We'll see you on the next episode.